Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The King of Atolia by Megan Whelan-Turner, narrated by Jeff Woodman and directed by Jeff Barron.
Prologue. The Queen waited. Sitting at the window, she watched the lights of the town glow in the last of the long twilight. The sun had been down for hours, and it was still not fully dark. True dark wouldn't come, except in the odd, unlit corners. The lanterns would burn all night, as the people moved from celebration to celebration, until they greeted the sun's return and the new day and staggered home at last. They celebrated, with wine and music and dancing, a day they had thought would never come. The Queen's wedding day. She sat at the window, watching the lights, listening for the music, waiting for her husband. In Atolia, a woman came to her husband on the wedding night. In Edis, a man came to his bride. They had chosen to keep the custom of Edis. The Odysseans could see this as the queen bowing to the Odyssean customs of her new husband, but the Atolians would see the queen still flouting the traditional duties of an Atolian woman. It was a careful dance of shadows and unsubstance, but under it all, there was a marriage of two people. Today she had yielded the sovereignty of her country to Eugenides, who had given up everything he had ever hoped for to be her king. In the palace's great open court, filled with tables and glowing lanterns in colored paper shades, Ornon, the ambassador from Edis, smothered a yawn and the smile that followed it as he considered the future of the former thief of Edis.